With the SDLP trying to fight its way back to Westminster, attack posters in the head-to-head battle between Nigel Dodds and John Finucane, and the DUP kingmakers in 2017 under pressure to hold their 10 seats, the UK general election is perhaps more interesting in Northern Ireland than it is in Britain. Joining me now to explain all you need to know across the 18 Northern constituencies, with me in studio, political commentator Patricia McBride, and in our Belfast studio, David McCann, deputy editor of the Slugger O'Toole politics website, and Ben Lowry, deputy editor of the Belfast newsletter. Thank you all for joining us. Let's just start in the constituency I mentioned there, North Belfast, the Alamo it's been referred to, John Finucane of Sinn Féin against the DUP's Nigel Dodds. Ben Lowry, how worried do you think the DUP is about its leader in Westminster perhaps losing his seat?
I would, they don't show these things on the surface, but I would imagine that they're very worried, because it's very close. If you add up the SDLP and the Sinn Féin vote last time, there's less than 50 votes behind Nigel Dodds. And of course, the Greens have also stood aside, and that was only 600 votes, but it would only take a couple of hundred of those to go over to John Finucane for him to win. So the question is, was the DUP vote the last time, which was pretty large, as some unionists have indicated to me, pretty much as big as it could get? And therefore, if the Sinn Féin gets all of the SDLP votes, they'll win. Or are there more unionist votes? But be under no mistake, this is nothing. This is not nothing to do with Brexit. It's not primarily about Brexit. This is as close as you get in Northern Ireland to a pure sectarian headcount.
Yes, and on that point, David McCann, do you regard this as perhaps the most significant of all the constituencies in regard to the balance between nationalist and unionist?
Well, I think because of the high-profile nature of who Nigel Dodds is, outside of Arlene Foster, he's probably the most influential politician within the Democratic Unionist Party. So if he were to lose that seat, it would be a massive shockwave across unionism, because he has been the Westminster leader. He has led them during their balance of power years with the Conservatives. So I think it's that significance that is there. It's the calibre of the candidate who could potentially go down to defeat, which could send shockwaves across Northern Ireland.
Patricia, you were shaking your head there when Ben Lowry was talking about a straight sectarian headcount.
I disagree entirely with Ben that it is a sectarian headcount. Just because sectarian tactics are being used, particularly in the North Belfast campaign, doesn't mean that that's what it boils down to. I think North Belfast is an illustration of the tactical voting arrangements that have been made between the political parties. I don't believe they're pacts. I think they are tactical voting arrangements. And the fact that the SDLP has stood down in that constituency, as has the Green Party. Now, what I'm hearing on the ground from people in North Belfast is that there are those within the SDLP and Alliance, normally, who would vote for those two parties, who are planning to vote for John Finucane, and not with any sense of, you know, holding their nose to do it, but because they want an anti-Brexit candidate representing that constituency. And that's very much where people's intentions are lying in this election, and not in the sectarian headcount. I actually think that this election, whilst there are a lot of sectarian tactics have been used in the campaign, is possibly the least sectarian, because Brexit is seen as the key issue in the vast majority of the constituencies.
David McCann, moving to South Belfast, that is seen by some analysts, perhaps most analysts, as perhaps the SDLP's best chance of winning back a seat through Claire Hannah.
Absolutely. They lost it by under 2,000 votes in 2017. The fact that Claire Hannah has got an endorsement from Claire Bailey, who's the leader of the Green Party in Northern Ireland, who have stepped aside, and the fact that even last week, Mary Lou MacDonald, the president of Sinn Féin, was encouraging people, Sinn Féin voters, to back Claire Hannah in that constituency. So with that momentum behind her, she has managed to pull away from her Alliance Party rival, and has made it a clear contest between Claire Hannah and Emma Pengelly. So you would punt her to be the favourite in that race to take that seat against Emma Pengelly from the DUP.
Yeah, and Ben, just on that point, this constituency was virtually 70% remain in the referendum. So if that is a big issue voters are thinking about, then the Brexit backing DUP have to be really up against it.
Well, absolutely, and the SDLP has.
Sorry, Ben, I was putting that question to Ben. Sorry.
I think that, frankly, it will be very difficult for the DUP to win South Belfast. The last time that Sinn Féin stood aside, in 2010, I think it was, the SDLP was 6,000 ahead. And that will be, to a very significant extent, a sectarian headcount. I mean, I do have a completely different view on this to Patricia, which is not in any way to endorse the sectarian headcount. I think we need to remember that in North Belfast, the Alliance Party, which is a long-standing non-tribal party, whatever your views on it, is standing, as it is in South Belfast, and it above all is the party, more than Republicans, because Republicans are quietly quite happy with this deal because it detaches Northern Ireland to some degree from the UK. The Alliance Party is emphatically anti-Brexit and is standing in both those seats. In South Belfast, there is a much bigger tradition of non-tribal voting. Alliance has a much bigger vote there, and there were 2,000 Green votes. But because the Green Party stood aside without fully explaining why it was going for the SDLP over a non-tribal party, the SDLP is almost certain to win, and handsomely.
Well, that's not actually correct.
Patricia,
Claire
yeah.
Bailey very clearly articulated the reason that the Green Party was standing aside in South Belfast, and that was to encourage its electorate to vote for the pro-Remain candidate that they felt had the best chance of winning. And in their analysis, that person was Claire Hannah. And in the other constituencies, the Green Party articulated that those decisions were made at constituency level by party members as to whether or not to stand candidate. So the Green Party's position was very clear, in my view.
Patricia, perhaps the town you know so well or know best
yeah.
is Derry, your hometown, the Foyle constituency. That's one where Mark Durkin and before him, obviously, of course, John Hume
yeah.
were MPs. Now, they lost that seat. How strong are their chances of getting it back?
I think there's a very strong possibility that Colm Eastwood can regain that seat for the SDLP. The margin between Sinn Féin and the SDLP in the previous, the 2017 election, was quite small. In the intervening period, there's no doubt that the murder of Laoghaire McKee will have impacted on people's perceptions of republicanism, and that will impact on both Sinn Féin and the Aintu vote in Derry. So Colm Eastwood has quite a good chance. But, you know, the personality that the SDLP should have run there was probably Mary Durkin, who has been quite a star of the Derry City Council since her election earlier this year and has a very good, I suppose, positive reputation in the city for being a hard worker. Alicia McCallion is a well-respected MP and is very much to the forefront in terms of Sinn Féin. Is very much to the forefront of Sinn Féin in terms of her position within the party. But Eastwood as a party leader is obviously going to be a serious challenge to her seat.
David McCann, do you think that it's a there's a possibility that Aintu, the party founded by Padraig Tobin, that that party mm-hmm. could possibly have an impact on the Foyle constituency through their candidate Anne McCluskey?
Oh, I think it almost certainly will. I mean, Anne McCluskey in the 2017 Assembly election polled well over 2,000 votes. So it'll be interesting to see. What we're all kind of juggling with up here is who do Aintu hurt most? Do they hurt the SDLP? Do they hurt Sinn Féin? So that's what we're really juggling with. And as Patricia was saying earlier, it's a 169 vote margin. And talking to both parties, they can see that whoever wins that seat isn't going to win it by a huge amount. So if Aintu are coming in taking 1,000, even 1,500 votes, that is going to have an impact on who takes that seat. But we still haven't worked out who does that impact more, the SDLP or Sinn Féin.
And Ben Lowry, do you think voters are influenced in this election by whether their elected MP will take the seat if they win it in a positive or negative way?
Well, I think that, again, it comes down to who you're speaking about. It doesn't seem to damage Sinn Féin within nationalism, although there is must be 30% of the nationalist vote still, or approaching that, still goes to the SDLP. It doesn't seem to affect them. It's a point that unionists make on the other side of the divide. I think Foyle, what you're talking about there, is interesting because there is still a significant, it's an overwhelmingly nationalist seat, but there's still a significant unionist vote. And remember that it was in 1992 in West Belfast when unionists, even though I think it was the Ulster unionists stood, 4 out of 10 unionists in West Belfast voted SDLP. It was then Joe Hendron to try to remove Gerry Adams. So there's a potential tactical voting that I think will not be happening in this election because it is very polarised. But there would be on the non-nationalist side of the fence a very keen desire to see people who don't take their seats mm-hmm. Not winning a contest.
Well, I think, the reality is that in west of the Ban, where Sinn Féin holds the majority, it holds all of the seats. The fact that they do not take their seats in Westminster is why people vote for them, because there is no one in Irish republicanism who believes that their interests are going to be served by a Westminster government. And more you will have seen initiatives such as the Ireland's Future Initiative pushing forward to ensure that the Dublin government protects the interests of Irish citizens in the Brexit negotiations. In terms of tactical voting, I think the biggest illustration of that and how it plays out is going to be the North Down constituency.
That's previously held by Sylvia Herman,
who is not standing for re-election. Because there's a choice between three candidates, the DUP, who had increased their vote share significantly in previous elections, the Ulster Unionist Party, of which Sylvia Herman was previously a member, and the Alliance Party, who are standing their deputy leader, Stephen Farry, who is a very well-known figure. And the fact that that was a pro-Remain constituency, we will see how that plays out in terms of the tactical voting, whether people will go to the pro-Remain party, as in Alliance, or whether the old allegiances will remain.
Just one more for you, David McCann. Fermanagh South Tyrone, for all sorts of reasons, is very much a kind of a cockpit constituency, yeah. Very much in the news, certainly in the 80s, after it was won by Bobby Sands, and then, Owen Caron, and then Bobby Sands, or maybe the other way around. And it's been nip and tuck between generally the Ulster Unionists and Sinn Féin. Now, Michelle Gelderniu versus Mr. Elliott, how do you see that one?
Well, it's interesting because, as you pointed out, in the last several elections we've had in Northern Ireland, Fermanagh South Tyrone has been almost ground zero, but it hasn't featured to the same degree, which has perplexed me a wee bit, because Michelle Gelderniu did win it back, but by only about 900 votes. And in a constituency where you've had victories with as few as four votes, you expect more. And what I think that is about in this election, why it's got a lower profile, is I think, one, there's a degree of confidence behind Michelle Gelderniu holding that seat. Whenever there's been packed environments, she's won it three quarters of the time. And also, there doesn't seem to be the same momentum behind Tom Elliott. He's the Ulster Unionist candidate this time. So again, that's why I think the focus has been much less on Fermanagh South Tyrone in this election.
I agree with David. There's Tom Elliott is seen as yesterday's man. He's a former party leader. The Ulster Unionist Party star is waning. And remember, Fermanagh South Tyrone traditionally also has the highest turnout of any constituency, usually over 75%, because Sinn Féin are very, very good at mobilising their vote. And that is an envy of all political parties on this island, I would say.
Yeah, but Ben Lowry, North Antrim, obviously a safe DUP seat, and certainly has been held by Ian Paisley and now Ian Paisley Jr. But I suppose it will be interesting to see if people turn away from Ian Jr. as a result of all the controversies he's been embroiled in.
Yes, I think people will be watching that. It hasn't happened to date. I think it would have been difficult for Ian Paisley Jr., a little bit difficult, if Jim Allister had stood, because while Jim Allister's TUV generally gets a very small, even derisively small vote in elections, he generally gets a big election. He pulled in 7,000 votes against Ian Paisley Jr. when he last stood. Not in the last election, it was a couple of elections back. So that is one to watch. And I think, just bouncing back, two ones really to watch, Patricia was talking about them there, are North Down and East Belfast, because North Down and East Belfast have a very interesting thing. They've always had a very large Lions vote, and they've always been strongly unionist. So what happens to seats like that when you have people who might be softly unionist, want to identify as unionist, but are strongly anti-Brexit? And those are two to watch. I don't think, to reverse back to your question, that North Antrim is seriously in play, although people will, as you say, be watching to see whether Ian Paisley's vote goes down at all.
Yeah, I think in respect, though, of that seat, you know, the conditions in East Belfast previously, when Peter Robinson lost a seat to Naomi Long, were really about loyalism, teaching Peter Robinson a lesson at a time when he was embroiled in scandal. Those conditions don't exist during this election, and it would be very, very difficult for Naomi Long to take that East Belfast seat.
Okay, my thanks to the three of you. All will be revealed on tomorrow night week, actually. I think for the first time the votes are being counted straight after the close of poll in Northern Ireland, not the next day as previously was the case. My thanks to the three of you, as I say. Patricia McBride, political commentator, David McCann, deputy editor of Slugger O'Toole Politics website, and Ben Lowry, deputy editor of the newsletter in Belfast. Now it's coming up to 11:01. We go to the newsroom again and to Brian Jennings.